Riv, a 5-minute overview.
If you've ever built an app and wanted animations that actually feel alive, that react to the user, change state, respond to input, you've probably run into the same wall. After Effects can make something look beautiful, but the moment you export it, it's frozen. A Lottie file plays, loops, and that's it. It doesn't know whether the user tapped a button or completed a task or changed their settings. Reeve was built to solve exactly that. Reeve is a real-time interactive animation tool. It launched its modern form around 2019 and has grown steadily since, backed by investment, including BMW Ventures. The core idea is simple but powerful. Animations shouldn't just play, they should behave. Reeve lets designers build animations with built-in logic, export them as a .riv file, and have developers drop them directly into apps where they respond to real events in real time. The foundation of everything in Reeve is the state machine. Think of it like a flowchart for motion. You define states, idle, hover, pressed, complete, error, and then define the transitions between them. A button animation might sit in its resting state until a user hovers, transitions to a highlighted state, then triggers a pressed animation on tap. The designer controls all of that logic directly inside Reeve without writing a line of code. The developer just integrates the file and feeds it the right inputs. The output format, the .riv file, is what makes this genuinely different from every other animation tool. It's not a video, it's not a sequence of images, it's a compact file that contains both the animation data and the interactive logic. When it runs in an app, it uses Riv's GPU-accelerated renderer, which means smooth animations at 120 frames per second with a much smaller performance hit than traditional approaches. Runtimes exist for essentially every major platform: web, React, iOS, Android, Flutter, Unity, and C++. This means a single animation file can run identically across your entire product ecosystem. Design it once, ship it everywhere. Compared to After Effects, the use cases are meaningfully different, but they're not mutually exclusive. After Effects is a compositing and motion graphics powerhouse. If you need a cinematic title sequence, a broadcast package, or a complex visual effects shot, After Effects is still the tool. But for UI animations, things that live inside apps and respond to users, After Effects has always been a poor fit. You design in After Effects, export through Bodymovin, convert to Lottie, integrate, realize you need a change, go back to After Effects, export again. Reeve collapses that entire cycle. Designers can make changes that ship directly without developer involvement. That said, plenty of teams use both. A common workflow: do your exploratory motion design and hero animations in After Effects, then rebuild the interactive UI components in Reeve. They're complementary rather than competitive for studios that do both broadcast and product work. Real teams have seen concrete results. A student productivity app rebuilt its onboarding animations in Reeve with a breathing mascot that reacted to user progress. Daily active users went up 62%. Duolingo has used Reeve-style interactive character animations for years, and it's central to why their app feels gamified and fun. Game studios use it for UI overlays and menus that would otherwise require expensive custom engine work. Reeve is also moving quickly in areas that make it even more relevant right now. Scripting via Luau, the same language used in Roblox, is in early access, meaning you can write logic directly inside the Reeve editor that controls animation behavior without touching your app code. Data binding, a recent feature, lets animations hook directly into live data sources. Imagine a progress bar animation that isn't just playing. It's driven by real numbers from your backend. And then there's AI. Reeve has shipped its own AI coding agent, which lets you describe what you want and generate Luau scripts to control animation behavior. More broadly, the combination of Reeve's state machine and AI-generated logic is genuinely exciting. You could build a system where an LLM decides which animation state to trigger based on user behavior, and Reeve executes it in real time. Emotion-aware interfaces, personalized onboarding, adaptive game UI. All of this becomes more achievable when your animation layer is built around logic rather than playback. Reeve's pricing is accessible. A free tier covers personal projects. The paid individual plan runs $9 a month. Enterprise plans add team features, private file storage, and enhanced control over asset security. If you're a designer who has been frustrated by the gap between what you can make in After Effects and what actually ships in an app, Reeve is worth serious attention. It moves creative control closer to the designer and eliminates the back and forth that kills animation ambitions in most product teams. The future of UI isn't static screens with overlaid video clips. It's responsive, data-connected, real-time motion. Reeve is the most mature tool built for that future.